Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are in Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in verses 6 and 7 today. And in verse 6, Paul says, "Among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Now the Apostle Paul in verse 5 had just told us that he had received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. And in verse 6 he says, "Among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ?" And he's referring to the Romans, and they were among the nations, and they were called of Jesus Christ. And that means they were called to belong to him. One of the greatest boasts we can ever make as believers is that we belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. We were called to belong to him. And then in verse 7, he says, "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints." We're called of our Lord Jesus Christ, we belong to him, and we're also called to be saints. We are saints by calling, not by behavior. We are saints by declaration of God because of the work of Christ on our behalf. You and I should behave like saints, and we ought to, every one of us. But we do not behave like saints in order to become saints. We behave like saints because we are saints. We're set apart to God, and we're set apart to God because of what his Son accomplished for us. But there's another phrase in here in verse 7. It says, "We're beloved of God." Now that term beloved is something that is used for those who are closest in your family. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is called God's beloved. If you read in Matthew chapter 3 and in Matthew chapter 12 and in Matthew chapter 17, on three occasions the Lord Jesus is called the beloved. In Matthew chapter 3 it says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And you and I are the beloved of God. If God had a wallet, he would open up his wallet and show the angels above pictures of you and I in his wallet, just like you and I may show pictures of our wife and children to our friends as we have those pictures in our wallets. Well, God has his wallet, as it were, and you and I are in it, friends, because of what Christ accomplished for us. He sees us in his Son, and he loves us. And the proof that he loves us is that he sent his Son to be our Savior. And then he continues, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." I want you to notice it's grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is God's attitude toward us today. Grace and peace. Think about these terms and think about grace. Think about peace. There's no more war. We're not at war with God, and he's not at war with us. We are members of his family. Now that has been Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. And I would like to point out one thing. We mentioned in verse 4 of Romans 1 how Paul said that he uses the term Son of God. And I want to point out that it's used 5 times in Paul. The very first time we see the term Son of God by Paul is in Acts chapter 9, in Acts chapter 9, verse 20, and it says, "And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God." That was Paul's message. It's the first time we ever read of somebody proclaiming Christ as the Son of God. In Romans chapter 1, when he mentions the Son of God, it says he's the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by resurrection of the dead. So when we see the term Son of God, we think of one who's victorious over death. In Galatians chapter 2:20, and we read this, "The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God," in Galatians 2:20. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, sorry, I took it out of order there, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him the amen unto the glory of God by us." All the promises of God fulfilled in the Son of God. In Ephesians chapter 4, the goal of all ministry, verse 13, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." The Son of God is the one who has power over death. In him all promises are fulfilled. The life which you and I now live in our bodies, we live by the faith of the Son of God, his faith in God. And in Ephesians 4, the goal of all ministry is that we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Christianity is not a religion, friends. We have a person. We know somebody. We believe in God and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is Dan Sheridan. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.